listen to the first team, knowing what fun it will be. Soon the starter will call me to the first team.
Hi, I'm Bob Bupka. I'm here with Jay Randolph Jr. You know him as STL Golf Geek on Twitter. Well, this week we're going to talk Dustin Johnson. We're going to talk the 36th Honda Classic, and our feature interview will be with Ernie Els. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing outstanding. Again, another signature victory from a world-class player, now a new number one in the world. And, you know, Bob, I got a couple extra dozen golf balls, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do real quick. I'm going to throw you for a loop. We're going to talk about Dustin Johnson being number one in the world, the new number one in the world. There have been a lot of guys who've been number one in the world, but only two guys that have been number one in the world have never won a major championship. Now, the first person that can tweet at me, at STL Golf Geek, who those two gentlemen are, is going to get a dozen Wilson golf balls.
Wow, that's a nice prize.
I'm in a giving mood. All they have to do is tell me the two players that have been number one in the world but have not won a major championship. Tweet those two names at STL Golf Geek, and a dozen Wilson duos coming your way. Again, there have been two guys that have been number one in the world rankings, that have never won major championships, and I'll give you a huge hint. They basically grew up 110 miles from each other, so start tweeting.
Wow. I thought I had one in my head, but I can't think of anybody that lives within 110 miles of him that would be number two. So we'll see what comes in. Anyway, we're going to talk about Hogan's Alley, a great field out there. 10 of the top 12 players in the world were there. I never thought the Genesis Open at Riviera would get 72 holes in. What about you, Jay?
No, huge credit to the staff at on the grounds crew at Riviera and the PGA Tour staff. You're right. It was a marathon on Sunday. It ended up being a cakewalk, if you will, for one guy. But kudos to the ground superintendents. I know you got a great relationship with the ground superintendents of America. Nice job, boys.
Yeah, they certainly they earned their pay, as they say, that week. Well, life is certainly good for Dustin Johnson. The announcement came out, new baby on the way. He has a cakewalk, as you accurately said, Mr. Randolph. Five-shot win at Riviera. And now, on top of all of that, he is number one in the world. And let's hear what DJ had to say about finally winning at Riviera.
To finally get a win at the Genesis Open, you know, it feels good because when I finished second here a couple times, lost in a playoff, felt like I should have won a couple other times. So, you know, it's definitely nice to win on a golf course that I really enjoy playing, and, you know, a golf tournament I really enjoy playing. I mean, I look at the world golf rankings, but it's not like my goal is like I want to be, you know, I want to get to number one this week. I want to win the golf tournament I'm playing. If I get to number one from winning the golf tournament, then obviously that's even a bonus. But, you know, that's most important to me, is winning golf tournaments.
All right, you know, a great win, but, you know, being number one, well, it's still a big deal.
I mean, I think I'm a good player, but I don't know. Everybody has their own opinion. So, I mean, I believe in myself. I think I'm a great player, the best in the world. I mean, until now, I probably wouldn't have said I was the best in the world, but now I can say it.
Quite an accomplishment for Dustin Johnson, Jay. I mean, he certainly had the talent, but things started to go his way recently, mainly right after his association with Wayne Gretzky, perhaps the world's greatest hockey player in history. Johnson being involved with Wayne's daughter. I think Wayne had a little something to do with getting DJ on the straight and narrow.
Well, I think you and I have seen over the years, Bob, that, you know, great players in various sports seem to flock together. We saw that a little bit with Tiger and Michael Jordan. I don't think there's any question. And then the unique relationship now with being a father-in-law. Wayne Gretzky is one of the smartest guys and competitive guys you'll ever know. And I think the one thing about DJ is you know, he has really endured a lot of different stuff. I mean, he's had some personal stuff. He's had some, obviously, heartbreak on the golf course. But this guy has really mellowed and found his place, and he's matured really quick.
No, I agree with you. And, Jay, you'll get a chuckle. I was on the range earlier today and came up upon J.J. Henry, who's been a friend of mine for a long, long time. And on the bag for J.J. Henry this week is none other than Mark Brooks, a major championship winner. But this week he's caddying for J.J. They have a friendship that goes back a long ways. And I took the opportunity to say to Mark, I said, Mark, explain the difference between caddying and playing. He said, Bob, let me tell you this. He said, inside the ropes, nowadays, every player is close to being a lunatic. I said, what do you mean? He says, I'll even say to J.J., J.J. will say, what do we have? I say, 9-iron. Then I hear from J.J., well, if it's a 9-iron, maybe you want me to hit an 8-iron easy? Or you want me to hit a wedge hard? And Mark just laughs and says, just hit a 9-iron. But he said, that is running rampant, through the PGA Tour. The guys are thinking too much out there. They're not playing golf, Jay, like you used to play when you played in college and everything. You simply played the game. Now they're overanalyzing everything.
Yeah, why make a game that is so difficult mentally more difficult? I've always been, suspect of the swing gurus and the head guys. Not to take anything away from the good Dr. Bob Rotella. I mean, a lot of guys need that type of thing. You're talking about a guy in Dustin Johnson that I don't think has a lot of thought. I mean, he says if his guy says 9-iron, he's hitting 9-iron. He's not going, well, maybe I should baby an 8 or step on a wedge. And I think guys are searching for everything, Bob. It's big money out there. You got trainers. You got psychiatrists. You got this guy. You got your agent. I mean, it's a whole different ballgame, but I think we both agree there are more players out there now that can win week to week than ever before.
Yeah, and I think the all-time great quote I heard concerning the world of golf, it's a very easy game, but it's so difficult to play. And I think that that holds true. Hey, how about on the PGA Tour champions? Fred Couples comes back after a three-year absence. His 12th PGA Tour champions win. Now he's in first place in the Charles Schwab Cup standings, Jay. And, boy, to look on those standings and not see, Bernhard Langer at the top of the list, it's almost incredible.
Now, it's early. Let's remember. I think the Red Baron will get there before too long. But what was really cool about Freddie Couples is, he's such a figure, Bob, as you know, and people are drawn to him and the way he carries himself on the golf course, and he walks smoother than silk. And, you know, a lot of people were tweeting Sunday afternoon, this guy Fred Couples wins after all the back troubles he's had, that he can complete a tournament and win it. Hey, Tiger, you know, I think it's obviously different circumstances and different times, but it is interesting that golf's greatest mulligan, the Champions Tour, Freddie's out there getting it done, his 12th win.
Well, when you look at Freddie's swing, and you know golf swings very well, Jay, you see nothing but tempo. When you look at Tiger's swing, we were used to seeing nothing but power.
Yeah.
And I have a little update on the condition of Tiger Woods. Mark Steinberg, his longtime agent, happened to be down on the range, and I approached Mark, and, you know, we've known each other for years, but to get a couple of words out of him is a very difficult thing, to say the least. But I said, how's he doing? And he looked at me and actually insulted me by saying, who? And then he quickly said, TW. I said, yeah, Mark, how's TW doing? And he said, he normally would say, he's coming along. He's working on it. Or something always was very optimistic. He never gave a negative response. Today, he flat out said, he is struggling. And I have never heard that out of Mark Steinberg. Our listeners can read into it what they want. But that's exactly what he said. And when I get that kind of comment, my concerns for Tiger increase tremendously.
Very, very telling, Bob. We'll see how time can heal things, maybe, or whatever the situation is. But it certainly doesn't look so good right now. As you know, the Grill Room is proud to be entertaining the active men and women in the military, both at home and around the world, as part of the Armed Forces Radio Network.
All right, Jay, the Florida Swing starts this week with the Honda Classic. We're here in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, PGA National. This is the home to the Bear Trap. It is the 36th Honda Classic. This was the old Jackie Gleason Classic before Honda became the sponsor. And sometimes when I see Jackie Gleason, I see Jay Randolph Jr.
I was just thinking, boy, Bob and I would have had a lot of fun with Jackie Gleason. And the beautiful thing about this championship is both you and our producer Janice know, they were playing ping pong with courses back in the 80s. They were going to Weston Hills. They were going to Eagle Trace. They were going here and there. And it's all come together, as you know, with the Nicklaus Children's Healthcare Foundation and at a place that has hosted major championships, PGA National. This has now become a signature event.
And you can tell by the field, Adam Scott is our defending champion. By the way, he's 12-1 favorite going in to win this week. We had an opportunity to speak to Sergio Garcia today, who's in an excellent mood. He just won in Dubai. He's recently engaged. And also Justin Thomas is here right now. We spoke to Jimmy Johnson, his caddy. Jimmy Johnson celebrating his 25th year as a caddy on the PGA Tour. Played for 17 years on the South African Tour. And I said, come on, I know, he's your man, you're caddying for him. But, Jimmy, we've been friends a long time. Give me the straight scoop here. Is he a player? He said, Bob, you have no idea how good Justin Thomas really is. And I said, wow. I mean, that's quite an endorsement coming from somebody like Jimmy Johnson. Justin Rose, Jimmy Walker, they're all here, Jay.
Yes, they are. And Ernie Els, who we're going to hear from a little later about his Els for Autism Foundation in our feature interview is playing. And some of the young guns like Bryson DeChambeau, Ricky Fowler, Cody Gribble, Daniel Berger, don't sleep on him. A couple Euros and Paul Casey and Luke Donald. The 2015 champion, Padraig Harrington. That's kind of when he kind of came back a little bit. Martin Keimer, Russell Knox, Kelly Kraft, Ian Poulter, and our man, HV3, Harold Varner III.
Yeah, I was watching him on the range today. I mean, he really hits it very nice. England's Danny Willett also participating. He looked really good on the driving range. Of course, everybody looks good on Tuesday afternoon. The one thing I want to say about Daniel Berger, you know, he finished second here 2 years ago. Since then, he got his first victory in Memphis. But he was asked in the media room, Daniel, how did you take that second place finish when you lost in the playoff, 2 years ago? He said, I was so depressed on Monday, I went out and bought myself a new car. Of course, he won about
second on tour is nothing to laugh at in the bank account.
Yeah, he won about $700,000. So I guess he certainly could go get a new car. All right, let's turn the page, Jay Bird, and go to Newsbag. But first, let's hear from Ernie Els.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
Yeah, right. Rory, who we've talked a lot about to see how long it would take him to come back. Well, he's already played golf with President Trump over the weekend, and rumor has it Rory's going to tee it up next week south of the border at the WGC Mexico City Championship. And, Bob, that to me is a little ahead of schedule. I was kind of thinking more the second week or the first or second week of March. It's going to be close, but it's good to see him back on a good schedule.
Yeah, it's good. I chuckle a little bit about that event that's going to be taking place south of the border. At every event on the PGA Tour, you're able to get transcripts of what the players say when they come in the media room. Well, The Mexican government has decided there'll be no transcripts of anything anybody says while they're in Mexico. So it's...
That might not be a bad idea. Muirfield, the Honorable Company of Edinburgh Golfers, will re-vote now next week to accept a female member at the centuries-old all-male club. It's the only way Muirfield, of course, can return to the Open Championship rota. The good news is that they have decided to have a second vote. Bob, the bad news is the first one failed by a narrow margin.
Speaking of the Open, how about the RNA? They announced the 2020 Open Championship will be at Royal St. George's in Kent for the 15th time. And it's so close to the White Cliffs of Dover. If you've never seen them, they are a beautiful sight right on the English Channel. Darren Clark was the winner the last time it was played there back in 2011.
Bob, part of the traditional Florida swing is the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Replacing the tournament host when it's Arnold Palmer is certainly no easy chore, but the tournament has selected 5 co-hosts for the Arnold Palmer Invitational, and they've all got a relationship with the King, Graham McDowell, Annika Sorenstam. They both live in Orlando. Peter Jacobson and Curtis Strange. Peter Jacobson, you could argue, was one of his best friends that was a PGA Tour player in the last 20 years. And Curtis, obviously, with the ties to Wake Forest University. And former Secretary of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, who, of course, is former governor of Arnold's home state of Pennsylvania. I think they did a great job doing this. I think it's a perfect way of kind of making a change this year and also saluting the King.
Yeah, I think it's a great segue, Jay, as you know very well, and I know, and I'm sure all our great listeners of the Grill Room know, you don't replace Arnold Palmer with one person. That would be unfair to the person. It would be unfair to Arnold Palmer. I think this is a nice way of approaching it. I know that Annika Sorenstam, her children were benefactors of the Winnie and Arnold Palmer Hospital in Orlando, so she was very happy to do that. And as you mentioned, the former Secretary of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, I was at Bay Hill many a time when Tom Ridge would come down on Wednesday, play in the Pro-Am, of course, play with Arnie, one of Arnie's great friends. And no matter how great the five are, that there's going to be a big hole in that event this year because nobody replaces the King. And what about what Graham McDowell said there, Jay?
Graham McDowell said, "We can't fill his shoes, but we can carry on his passion for helping others." You know, Bob, he's right. Nobody can fill the King's shoes. But our friend, Howdy Giles, who was first his dentist and then his own personal photographer for the King, Arnold Palmer, I talked to him on Facebook once in a while, and I just said to him the other day, I said, "You know, Howdy, there's a void still in the game." And he responded, "Jay, there's a void in the world." That says a lot about the King, AP.
Boy, those are profound words from Howdy Giles, a longtime friend of Arnold Palmer. Jay, let's take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to hear from Ernie Els, an interview I did with him today, and guess one of the topics. We're going to talk about Ernie Els playing golf with our president, Donald Trump. You don't want to miss it.
You're listening to The Grill Room. Sight is one of our most valued senses. Many cherished memories and important life lessons are acquired through sight. Through the Transitions Healthy Sight for Life Fund, we're reaching out in communities around the world to help people understand and protect their healthy sight. Think about what you'd miss seeing if you lost your eyesight tomorrow, and take steps to protect your vision today. See more at HealthySightForLife.org.
Situated in central St. Louis resides the oldest public golf course west of the Mississippi, Normandy Golf Club. Opened in 1901 and designed by the renowned Fowlis Brothers of Scotland, this old gem has played host to Babe Ruth, Mickey Rooney, and the great Babe Zaharias. History lives and breathes at The Rock, as Normandy is affectionately known. A mixture of long and short holes in a tree-lined atmosphere challenge golfers of all skill levels. The 18th hole at Normandy, well, it's as tough a par 3 as you'll find, measuring 251 yards from the back tee. In 2015, a renewed commitment was made to this unique property under the direction of Walters Golf Management. Affordable rates and top-notch service is what you'll find at Normandy Golf Club. The facility uses a unique dynamic pricing structure that golfers seem to love. If your travels bring you to St. Louis, make sure to make a tee time at The Rock. To learn more, check out normandygolf.com or call 314-862-4884 and enjoy old-school golf at its finest.
Welcome back to the Grill Room. Your table's ready.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr. here with Bob Bubka in the Grill Room, one of the really tremendous players and fantastic gentlemen over the last 25 years in the game of golf has been Ernie Els. He's going to tell us a little bit about Els for Autism Center for Excellence. And also, you know, Bob's going to pry him to talk about his buddy, Donald Trump, our president, because Ernie played golf with him. Here's Bob with the Big Easy.
Down on the range, happy to catch up with an old friend, Ernie Els. And Ernie, you've been an inspiration in your getting behind autism, a growing problem around the world. First off, I want to ask, how's Ben doing, your son that has autism? How is he doing?
Ben's great. You know, Ben was out here at the clinic with his buddies. you know, he's 14, he's turning 15 this year, so he's really getting big now. He's quite severely affected by autism, but he's having a great time, having a great life, and you know, that's all you can hope for. A kid with special needs to have a smile on his face is a wonderful thing.
You're putting on a clinic here at the Honda Classic. Give us a little information on that.
Yeah, we started this, we call it the Game On Clinic, and it's a clinic that we started through our Center of Excellence here in Jupiter. Really to have the kids come out and have some fun with golf. It's not your normal clinic, you know, we play different games with them, you know, some of them are wiffle balls, some of them are softball, some of them are even tennis balls that they whack around, and with the first tee, we've teamed up with their staff to help us, you know, staffing the clinics with their people, and I think, you know, we've been doing it for the last 2 years, and there's almost a clinic every week around the country somewhere for these kids with autism, so it's kind of worked nicely.
This Center for Excellence, is it everything you hoped it would have been?
Yeah, I think, you know, Liesl's got to get a lot of credit here. I mean, she was really the driving force behind the center. I wanted to do something else, but she really was driving the center to get something for the kids in the community. And if we could build this one really special, you know, we can roll out more of these around the country, you know, with some investment. So the center's up and running. Kids are up there having a good time, and they're in their own environment with their friends. So the kids are having a good time.
With all that you've done in the world of golf, did you ever think that just playing with somebody was going to get more attention than anything you did on the golf course? I'm referencing you had the opportunity recently to play with our president, Donald Trump. How was that?
It was wonderful. You know, I feel I have gained, myself and my family have gained so much, you know, out of spending a lot of time in the United States of America. And when the call comes from your president, whether it's a Democrat or Republican, you know, I'm not in politics. You know, I've, as I say, I've I've done very well out of the United States, and that was just a way for me to honor the country and obviously at the highest office. You know, and it was so good to play with the president, you knowing him for quite a few years now, and even he helping us with our autism endeavor. You know, it was just a wonderful time, and it was a wonderful honor.
How many shots did he have to give you?
Well, you know, he doesn't play that much anymore, but as you know, he's not a bad golfer. So he was kind of a tough opponent, especially him playing with the Japanese PM and the local and the pro at the Trump Jupiter. So we had a nice little game, and, you know, I think we tied the game. So that's, you know, good for everybody.
You got a future in politics. Hey, Ernie, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Good to see you.
Great to hear that passion from Ernie Els. You know, he's getting toward the twilight of his career, but he's got a passion for autism and the Center for Excellence. It's great stuff, Bob.
Yeah, and I got a good report. His son, Ben, I remember when he was one, and now he's 14, and the quality of his life, even though he suffers from autism, Ernie said to me, and boy, he had a gleam in his eye. He said, you know, Ben, my son Ben, every day has a smile on his face. And I said, Ernie, as a father, you can't do any better than that.
Well, that's what's happening around the world of golf and on the PGA Tour. The Grill Room is proud to be entertaining the active men and women in the military, both at home and around the world, as well as the veterans, as part of the Armed Forces Radio Network. You're listening to The Grill Room, heard on TuneIn, Audio Boom, Spreaker, the Armed Forces Radio Network, and of course, TalkSport 2.
So for Janice Self, our executive producer, Jay Randolph Jr., and myself, Bob Bubka, a big thank you for being part of our Grill Room family. You know, you can follow us on Twitter at TGR Golf. Also like us on Facebook and Instagram at The Grill Room Golf Show.
Thanks for spending some time in the Grill Room. No need to leave a tip. Just come back again next week. The Grill Room.